As you walk into the bell tower, which is the main entrance of Loughborough Grammar School, there are photos of school populations going back decades. But also on the left-hand side is a plaque which contains the names of the school population who lost their lives in World War I. Now, the school book, The 39 Steps, is set in June 1914. And this important anniversary is marked by the book. And Dr. Craig Walker, who's the deputy head here, explained what gave him the idea to have a school book in the first place.
The city of Chicago ran a scheme called One City Read, and I thought it was a fantastic idea to unite a community, and I thought I could steal that idea, so I stole it. I think it increases literacy and it places reading at the centre of the whole school community, which is surprisingly unusual in schools. I think the fact that it's the same book and everybody from 10 plus right through to year 13 reads the same book is a unifying element. I think it's entertaining and I think it's a bit of fun at the end of the year, and that's what the school book's all about, having fun, enjoying literature, not having to do it for a chore, but just to enjoy yourself.
So moving back into the classroom here, if we go into the classroom, and here we are, we can see actually some of the books from previous years that have been chosen. Now, Richard, can you go through with me a couple of the books that have been from the past?
The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
Anthony, there are all sorts of different types, aren't there, as well? Can you tell me a couple more of them that have been featured in the past?
Well, we've had different genres. We've had Tintin, and last year we've had Something Wicked This Way Comes, which are very contrasting.
Now, of course, you would normally associate the school book with the school library, which is a particularly fine building here on the school campus. It's a very old-fashioned with beautiful arched doors and lovely old church-style windows. But in fact, the whole school's being brought into this, including the dining room. The themed menu on the day of the launch reflects the nationalities and the people who all feature in the 39 Steps.
I returned from the city about 3 o'clock on that May afternoon, pretty well disgusted with life. I'd been 3 months in the old country. And
well,
was
it's
fed
a concept that's gone down very well with the boys in year eight.
I think it's a really good idea because it really helps to bring everyone together.
We get to share our favourite experiences in the book with each other.
I think it's a good book, and it's good that everybody has it because it's always something that you can talk about, even if you're dull in a conversation.
I think it was good because it had been chosen on like the kind of topic that most people would enjoy to read about.
My name is Paul Fisher, headmaster of the grammar school, and I've been here a very long time. I remember reading it for the first time when I was probably about the same age as the boys here. And I remembered liking it then, and on rereading it over Easter, I just thought it was fantastic. And it's so kind of basic and exciting and brief. I think the boys were like the fact it hasn't got many pages over 100. It's a very good introduction for some into just your reading being a pleasure.